Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ace of Spades Radio, Tuesday night, 7:14 p.m. Just a quick show. Couple things on the topics today. So, the big news is massive numbers of countries are expelling the Russian ambassador or the entire embassy staff or any other Russian person. Also, the United Kingdom is preparing to confiscate assets of Russians. These names will be placed on a list. These people are suspected of some type of nefarious activity. Their bank accounts in London will be frozen. It was a massive bank robbery. It's being sold as prelude to a war. The war will never happen. There will not be a war with Russia or really with any country. This is it's a form of extortion and bank robbery by state action. In political terms, it is called fascism. Okay? The main source of income for fascism is to confiscate the assets of a designated enemy. This is the economy of fascism. The propagation of war also stimulates industry. And industry becomes, part of the war machine. That's another element of fascism. The third main element of fascism is supreme leadership by a dictator who is not bound by the laws of the country. Okay? This is what fascism is. So when we say leader, you do not have to abide by the laws. You are empowered to do anything you want as a dictator, and we, the people, will support you. This is fascism. And I've seen nearly the entire right wing fall to fascism and become Nazis in their beliefs, even if not racist. You want a Führer? Do you want a dictator? And QAnon, the greatest Nazi of all. There will be no judicial process. There will be military tribunals. Citizens will be kidnapped to Guantanamo Bay. Get the fuck out of here. And that's the military. And they're a bunch of Nazis too. Along with a lot of so-called law enforcement, a lot of government, they're a bunch of damn Nazis. This is crap. We're being shoveled crap. We're overflowing and choking to vomit an overload of bullshit. Stormy Daniels? This is going to take down a president? Oh, Trump betrayed us. He signed the bill and he funded the government. Trump funded the government, didn't shut it down. Trump did not kill our military as we're being pushed into a war we don't even want. Trump did not destroy our country. He betrayed us. Planned Parenthood. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. A lot of these goddamn kids need to be aborted. Look at this piece of shit, David Hogg. I wish he was an abortion. I will make donations to Planned Parenthood. More kids need to be killed. This fucking asshole. Because he can do an iPad. He's better than his parents. Shut the fuck up, you little twerp. Black power salute. Get the fuck out of here. Trump has got this. Go ahead, jump ship right now. Go ahead, jump ship. Swim. Swim. This is not the Titanic. We're not going down. You can jump in an ocean if you want to and swim for shore, motherfucker. Go wherever you feel best comfortable. You don't like America? You're free to go. You're free to go. Straight up. And we don't need this shit. And we're tired of these people in Congress, like Claire McCaskill. The hell is she to open her mouth? Where is ISIS when you need them? These people, they're the worst people in the whole country. That's our government. It's the lazy, the stupid, the ignorant, the hateful, the covetous, the greedy. You know, these are the worst people in the whole country. Our government, from top to bottom, they're shit. They're garbage. They think they're going to put a gun to our head and rob our pockets or search our homes for contraband. Maybe you'll shoot me if I resist. You suck. We're done with you. We're done with you. You're all going away. Where you go, I don't know. Don't ask Jesus. He don't know. You're going down below, brother. You're going to roast. Let me help you on your way. Welcome to the Ace of Spades Radio. I'm not fucking playing around. Ace of Spades truly has had it. I am fed up. Who are these people on the social media acting like they're Republicans or conservatives or this or that, the other? They're trying to hang out with us. Trump sold us out. Trump is a loser. Trump is a Jesuit Freemason. Trump is a Jew. Get the fuck out of here. You're not us. We don't know you. We've been creating movements out of thin air, making them go nationwide. This little AstroTurf, March Against Guns. Good job for one weekend. Let's see what you can sustain. And you know what we have done with no money. And we kept protests going over a year, multiple protests, nationwide movements going for years. And we took the White House, and liberals can suck it. I hope you choke on your bile. Liberals, you're done. You turned communist. You ran Hillary Clinton. All she did was quote Adolf Hitler. How fucking stupid are you people? Hillary Clinton quoted Hitler so much. Obama quoted Hitler constantly. These people are Nazis. You're not liberal, and your answer to everything, take away the rights, forget the Constitution, make the government powerful. Look, we'll fight you. You want to fight, we'll fight. Eric Holder can bring his knife. We'll bring our guns. We're not afraid of any of you motherfuckers. Basically, we don't like each other. We're ready for civil war. You want to fight? You got one. You want to come after the guns? Let me tell you what's going to happen. The police will join us. The police will be working for us. They won't fuck with us. They'll fuck with you. Because you're pussies. We kill people. So most of us, we've killed people. Various wars. 3%. We know how to do this. We don't want it. God forbid. What are you liberals going to do? What are you going to do? Do a little black power salute with a white guy? I mean, for God's sake. God's sake. Oh, you couldn't find a black guy to do that? You couldn't find a black woman to do that? You people. 2018, you lost. Trump wins. You guys are so done. You're done. You're done. Ah, Democrats. Here's what's going to happen. You just gave a stimulus to the gun manufacturing industry, to the gun industry in general. You just gave us a stimulus bonus. And a lot of people are going to make a living and pay their mortgage and feed their family. Making guns and selling guns. Thanks to you. So Democrats, NRA Salesman of the Year, congratulations. Ace of Spades Radio, you can call in. Whatever your opinion, I don't care. Whatever it is, I'm ready to hear you. 516-387-1414.
You're getting there.
I've got confidence. I've got this one.
Human beings from the planet Earth. Before I get in this front of this camera, I'm going to warn anybody that doesn't like foul language or is underage and their mommy won't like this to leave the page now, because Kevin is on a flat-out fuck you rant. Okay, I guess the straw this morning was what I just saw posted by the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund. We know they've been terrorizing our farmers. Okay? Now they're threatening the mothers. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Going to threaten the mothers because they distribute milk or other products from the natural farm. And I put some information out, you know, and that I was so pissed off I couldn't even speak in the video. I'll start waking people up in the house. I've had enough. No, I will not comply. You want to control everything. The plants that grow on the ground. Now let's do a little demonstration. Cigarette, tobacco, sprayed with all kinds of bullshit. Sell it to you. Take your money for it. Kill you deader than fucking hell. They love it. You can have it. Marijuana. Can't have it. Plant that grows out of the ground. Fuck you. I will not comply. I will not comply. You want to control the food and arrest people for it. Bullshit. So if I sell this chicken coop that I built, and I decide to sweeten the deal and give the man a chicken, something little ensures the sale, helps a fellow human. You're going to threaten me and arrest me? Bullshit. Bullshit. Fuck you. And for you fucking sheep that get all hepped up on the election, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, Obama, my balls. You voted your way into this shit, you fucking spineless motherfuckers. To the point that they control everything. The air, the water, the food. Everything. Fuck you. Fuck your elections. You're only going to vote yourself a deeper fucking hole. And then you'll have to pay a tax for somebody to bury you in it.
Wise words from Kevin. Thank you. This is the Ace of Spades Radio. You can call in live on the air, 516-387-1414. Talking about government sucks. People threaten our rights. We're being insulted. Looks like the world is moving towards war. Looks like we might get sucked into a war. Our good friends in Britain, British people, they're helping us get into this next war with Russia. Oh, it's awesome. We're paying for everything in the world when we're broke. We barely make anything anymore. We're taking imports of everything, even guns. Can you believe it? We're importing guns from Turkey. Who made more guns than us? Americans. And they want to restrict our gun rights. They want to shut up our free speech. I've been in and out of Facebook jail, 30-day ban, over and over. I might be on for a week. I get a 30-day ban. I have trolls on my page. I'm like, how do I know you? And they can't even answer right. I'm like, who the fuck are you? And that's the guy who got me banned. And that's the girl who got me banned. That's all these clowns. Facebook. Turns out Facebook, they're just selling all our data, probably to the NSA and the CIA and the FBI. These jerks. And everyone's just like trampling all over us, just treating us like crap. Like we're not going to do nothing. Well, I'm here to remind you. Some of us will go down fighting. Now, I'd rather die with a gun in my hand doing something glorious than die like a dog. So understand, you come to kill me, I'll try my best to kill you. And I'm paranoid. I almost been killed so many times. So, like, if I think you're going to kill me, I might kill you by accident. You guys think you're macho. You ain't shit. You're a bunch of pussies. You're pussy motherfuckers. You're crap. You're dog shit under my fucking shoe. I'll kill you with a fucking pencil. bleach and tinfoil. Who the fuck do you people think you are? Killing is easy. It's living in peace that's hard. Now, government, you're now pushing towards violence. You're acting violent and threatening towards us. We will kill you for the perceived threat. Back the fuck off before you get killed. There's only 4 million of you, and that's including the whole armed forces. 4 million. 330 million Americans. Well armed. And trained for war. And ready to die. Surrender. This is your last chance. Surrender. To the people. We the people. This is our country. The government, if you don't work for us, then you are our enemy. You will do as we command. Do you hear me, slave? You are our chattel. Government, you work for us. You serve at our pleasure. Do not question any of my rights. I question your alleged privileges, special license plate that is not seen by the cameras. Government people have this license plate. It's not seen by the camera or the scanner. Or they might have a license plate that flips around. Yes, judges, prosecutors, congressmen, state senators, they have a special license plate. And when they get pulled over, oh, do you know who you're talking to? Do you know who I am? I am so important. Fuck you. This is the worst government possible. The government should be ground up for fertilizer. Grow corn and feed the homeless. These are worthless. They have threatened our rights. They have threatened our safety. They have threatened our livelihood. They attempt to starve us out. The American people grow skinny. Not so much fat people at Walmart. Not anymore. A lot of skinny people, working people. Jeans falling off, no ass. You have starved us. You have murdered us. You have lied to us. You have placed us in a prison. This government is abolished. You will serve at the pleasure of the American people or not at all. Some of you people just really are cruising for a bruising. Well, this has been the Ace of Spades Radio. Probably didn't even say what I was trying to say, but it's going to be all right. These people hate Trump because they're criminals and scumbags. They're worthless shit. We elected the one guy who wasn't a piece of shit. So they're all saying he is the ultimate shit. Wrong. Trump is the guy. Look at this garbage government. Trump is going to flush the toilet. Thank you and good night.
You fought all. Johnny Reb, you fought all the way, Johnny Reb. Saw you a marching with Robert E. Lee. You held your head high, trying to win the victory. You fought for your folks, but you didn't die in vain. Even though you lost, they speak highly of your name. 'Cause you fought all the way, Johnny Reb, Johnny Reb. You fought all the way, Johnny Reb. your teeth chatter from the cold outside. Saw the bullets open up the wounds in your side. I saw the young boys as they began to fall. You had tears in your eyes, 'cause you couldn't help it all, but you fought all. Smoke and the mud and the blood, we walked behind Robert E. Lee. 60 miles from Richmond to face the Union Army. We dug our holes and we built a wall, 'cause we knew there'd be a fight if the blue coat wearing soldiers crossed the river that night. Sure as hell at sundown came 100,000 men, and it sure did shock me, Lord, to see kin killing kin. The cannonballs were heavy, filled with iron and steel and lead, and the James River water ran a bloody red. Can still see us fight the Civil War.